Hello and welcome to Orbit, a resource for daily time with God, created by the youth team at St. Mary's Reigate. I'm Martin Saunders. Each weekday we give you a bit of the Bible to ponder, plus a practical way of applying it to your life today. The Bible reading today comes from Romans chapter 12 and verses 1 to 2. Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. What is worship? For the past year, being unable to meet and sing together as a church has perhaps unraveled our idea of it somewhat, but it's still probably true that when someone says the word worship, we still think music. Singing and music are a huge part of worship, as it's explained in the Bible. King David had an army of musicians, and at one point the Bible even lists them out by name. The fact that we have 150 psalms, praise songs written in poetic language, is proof that sung worship is important to God. But it's definitely not all that worship is. In today's short reading, which is probably familiar to you, Paul explains that worship is really about how we live our lives. He urges us to offer our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. When he uses that language, Paul is calling back to the Old Testament system of connecting with God through animal sacrifice. Stay calm though, I don't think he's suggesting that we have to get up onto an altar and pretend to be a slaughtered cow. Instead, Paul is inviting us to respond to God's love with our lifestyle. He's saying, live your life in such a way that it becomes like a song of praise to God. So what does that actually look like in practice? Well, Paul goes on to explain. He tells us to no longer conform to the pattern of this world, or in other words, to stop living like people who have no eternal hope. There is a way of living which offers short-term rewards, chasing after money and power, turning a blind eye to injustice and greed, but it's not God's way. This is the pattern of the world, but Paul says we shouldn't embrace it. Instead, by staying close to God, we're transformed and in turn understand what it means to live for him. This is what worship is and does. Worship is staying close to God when we could go another way, but it's also the very act of growing closer to God which transforms and changes us so that we are better equipped to worship. Sounds complicated, it's really not. Paul simply invites us, stay close to God and everything else will fall into place. You might want to join me in praying this short prayer. Lord God, I choose to worship you today in my words, my thoughts and my actions. Draw me closer to yourself and transform me more and more into the likeness of your Son Jesus. Amen. There's now just a brief chance for you to pray or listen to God or just be still for a few moments. Each day on Orbit, we give you a simple challenge to do, something to help you apply today's Bible reading. Here's today's. The passage we've just read is all about worship. In effect, putting God at the centre of your life. Sorry, sounds familiar. So today, consciously challenge yourself to make everything you do an act of worship. Do chores for other people out of love for them and God. Think about the way that you speak with friends, bringing encouragement, not gossip or negativity. In all that you do, try to choose to do it God's way and for him. That's it for another Orbit. If you want to get in touch, you can always email martin.saunders@stmaryreigate.org or message us on Instagram. We're at stmarys_satellites. We'd love to know what you think of this. We really do hope and love your feedback. We'll be back with another edition of Orbit on Monday. Thanks for taking part today.